Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Got some fog out occasionally, not occasionally, I should say that, spot fog in the area, so I really can't tell you where it is. If you see it, you just got to slow down and be careful. That's the best they can tell us because of the nature of fog itself. Otherwise, today, highs of 87 and dry, then little cool fronts coming through tomorrow and Friday, highs of 85 tomorrow, nothing but sunshine all the way into the next Thursday for the next week, no rain. And highs are going to be around 80 degrees, lows mid-60s, so we'll get a little taste of fall at least. I posed the question to you before we went to the break. Do you think healthcare is a privilege, or do you think it is a right that everybody should have? And I got a text that says it's a privilege all day. You can't call something a right that comes at the hard work of others. And because you can't, you want it for free, you can't call it a right. It's a service. A right is something you have by being born, like life, speech, and ability to protect yourself, goods, and family. Well, the ability to protect yourself, goods, and family, that has to come from somewhere, right? The assets for that. Somebody else said, I don't understand the difference in the choices. Well, maybe Simon Hayter can help us, associate professor of public health at The Ohio State University, before we get the shutdown to talk about that. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm okay. I thought it was interesting to start the conversation that way because as we talk about the effect of government shutdown, I think we need to talk about health care in this country and is it or how it's viewed in this country and how it's viewed in other countries and is it viewed as a right or a privilege? So where do we stand in this country and how does that compare with the rest of the world? And maybe you can explain the difference as well.
Oh, for sure. This is a really tough question that we actually tackle in my courses here. You know, most other countries have come down on thinking of right, healthcare as a right, and that's kind of the starting point. Most, I should say, Western developed countries, we're a little bit unique in that way, where we're still kind of iffy about it and still trying to figure out where we stand, but there's a clear divide in this country where, you know, I think a majority of people think it's a right, but there's a substantial minority who think it's a privilege and that you have to earn it, you have to get a job to get it, and I think that's kind of driving U.S. health policy right now.
I think, to me, Professor, going back to the Obamacare days 20 years ago, however long ago it was, it seems as though it always comes down to if it's working for you, then you think for whatever reason as you're paying for it or you're in a position where you have insurance coverage, then you think, you know what, it's not a right. You have to work for it. But if it doesn't work for you, then all of a sudden you find yourself on the outside looking in. Is that pretty much what the survey or what research indicates?
I think you're exactly spot on. I think that's one of the big problems we're facing, you know, in reforming healthcare and coming to a better system is that most people, you know, in this country aren't really that sick. They go maybe, you know, once or twice a year to the doctor, if at all, and things are okay for them. They're frustrated about the cost of their insurance premiums, you know, those kind of things. But, you know, the people that really are really affected by the challenges in the healthcare system are a small minority. And, you know, this divide is kind of holding us back, I think, from getting to a better system that's, you know, better for everyone down the line.
So with that being said, tell me what's happening with the government shutdown and what it's over.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of questions at the core of it, but the biggest ones are healthcare. I think one's still related to the Affordable Care Act, like so many healthcare questions that we're facing in politics today, and that's over whether to extend the enhanced subsidies for ACA marketplace premiums. So if you go into the market and have to purchase your own insurance, how much should government support you in doing that? And the other issue is about Medicaid, the changes that came down earlier, you know, through the big, beautiful bill, and whether we should undo those or keep those.
This turns very political because when you talk about enhanced subsidies, that goes back to President Biden or maybe Trump. I'm not quite sure here, Professor. And COVID, who extended those subsidies? Was it Biden or Trump?
Yeah, these subsidies first came in, or these enhanced subsidies, I should say, first came in during COVID, were extended one more time afterwards, and they're set to expire, and they're really, really crucial in expanding healthcare to more individuals, particularly those small business owners, farmers, those kind of individuals.
Who took advantage of this? And the reason I ask is I think, for whatever reason, you know, the economic term, I think, is free riders. People think that they have free riders on the health care subsidies, when in fact, it's a lot of people that are working. And to me, what this proved is that, you know, originally with Obamacare, we had the mandate thing that the Supreme Court struck down with the Commerce Clause, right? But because actuarially, that was the only way it would work, is if everybody bought insurance. But then It seemed as though when these
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Subsidies went into effect, the enhanced subsidies. It proved to me, at least, that people would buy insurance if it was affordable without the mandate. Am I making stuff up in my head or not?
No, I think that's exactly right. I think one of the big flaws of the Affordable Care Act was while expanding coverage didn't quite address the cost issues. And so lots of people were still priced out of the market. And so during COVID, you know, Congress came back and in a pretty bipartisan way, at least temporarily, made those subsidies better, made them more affordable for people to get into the individual market and buy insurance. And these are, you know, people that make more than the poverty line. So these are by definition people who are working. And so the people that I mentioned earlier, farmers, small business owners, the groups that traditionally struggle, you know, hardworking Americans that traditionally struggle to get insurance, were eager to get into the market and buy insurance for themselves and their families. And I think that's why, you know, there's some appetite, I think, on both sides of the political aisle to think about whether to extend these.
And I think what people need to realize is that, well, we'll talk about the economic aspects when we come back, because if you're spending, you know, 90% of your income, and that's a large number, but say 60% of your income on health care insurance, well, that's income you can't spend on something else, which affects the economy. The other aspect of it is if you don't have insurance and you wind up going to the emergency room, well, ultimately, those of us that do have insurance are going to wind up paying for that in higher premiums, or those of us that use hospitals are going to wind up paying for it in higher premiums or in higher prices, because nothing's free. 6:21, we'll pick it up. We come back talking to Simon Hayter, Associate Professor of Public Health at The Ohio State University. 504-260-1870. I need to know, I would like to know from you, and no texting and driving, is healthcare a right? that everybody is entitled to in this country? Or is it a privilege that if you work and you can get insurance and you can afford it, fine. If not, good luck to you. Let me know. 504-260-1870. Traffic now, WWL. The question before you this morning, 627, I'm Tommy Tucker, is medical care a right or a privilege? Simon Hayter is our guest associate professor of public health at The Ohio State University, talking about the government shutdown and the effect that it could have. If the shutdown goes on, Professor, what kind of effect could it have on a healthcare delivery system, and who could it affect?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I think if it resolves itself over the next week or so, most people will not be affected. There's some people that have been immediately affected, including seniors who can't schedule a telemedicine appointment anymore. But I think the big concern is if this drags on and both sides dig in, are we going to go into regular territory again where this lasts longer than a month or two? And then, you know, the implications are big for providers. You know, community health centers are going to run out of money potentially. If this drags on really long, Medicaid will be struggling as well. And so there's some big concerns, I think, that if this drags on more than a couple of days, that the healthcare system is going to have some real implications here.
Somebody texted in, healthcare is a privilege. Nothing is free. Someone has to pay for it. Seems like they're going full Dickens here, full Scrooge with, well, let the surplus population die and be done with it. Explain, if you will, though, Professor, how that affects the whole healthcare system. If, for example, people are not insured and they go to the emergency room, to this texter's point, nothing is free. So who winds up paying for that?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit short-sighted to think about this, the way the texter responded to it. We're a society where we have to, whether we like it or not, share a lot of things. And so if, you know, fewer people have insurance, then, you know, they're going to, A, be sicker and be less able to contribute to society, less likely to hold work, those kind of things. But importantly, I think for the rest of us, you know, eventually they're going to get sick and potentially really sick. They're going to go to a hospital. They're going to go to a healthcare provider. And someone has to pay for it because we have made at least the decision that if someone is very, very sick, we shouldn't push them away from a hospital. And that can get really, really expensive. And so what happens, you know, the hospital has to, you know, charge everyone else a little bit more. The government has to kick in some dollars to help the healthcare providers not go out of business. And sometimes it doesn't work, particularly in rural areas. When we have a lot of uninsured people in rural areas, those providers tend to close. And that's kind of what we've seen over the last decade or so.
How is this playing out?
Sorry, I didn't get your
question. How do you see this playing out?
Oh, that's a great question. My optimistic view here is that, you know, the president and Democrats and Republicans will get together and we'll reach a compromise here in a week or two where we extend the ACA subsidies, kind of fund the government through December or November, and then have some more conversations then. I'm not that optimistic right now. I think there's a small chance that will happen, but my big fear here is that, you know, we'll get into November, late November, and we still don't have anything in place, and that has big implications for the healthcare market, but also for patients.
Real quick, I don't want to hurt myself here, but I've drawn some Venn diagrams, and I'm just wondering where do Trump supporters and subsidies fit in as far as these Venn diagrams, these circles that intersect?
Yeah, it's a little bit ironic. I think the number is about 80% of the subsidies actually go to states that were won by President Trump in the last election, because most of those states have not expanded the Medicaid program in the first place. And so, you know, this is really, really, I think, a problem for Republicans and the president, and they're concerned about this from a political standpoint. You know, the people most hurt by the failure to extend the subsidies are going to be in red states like Texas and Florida. And I think those states are, pushing to get a deal done here, because otherwise there's potentially electoral consequences, you know, down next November.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Professor Simon Hayter, Associate Professor of Public Health at The Ohio State University. 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to the news director, Dave Cohen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.